Welcome to Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and I will be your host throughout this series. Together, we will explore AI through fireside conversations with industry experts. From business executives and AI researchers to leaders who advance AI for all, Humane is the channel to release new AI products, to learn about industry trends, and to bridge the gap between humans and machines in the fourth industrial revolution. If you like this episode, remember to subscribe and leave a review. AI update. Coronavirus vaccine powered by AI, and the White House expands their 2020 AI budget. Exploring all things AI for coronavirus, the White House, and future of work. Coronavirus concerns continue to escalate this week as Austria and Switzerland close their borders to Italy, Iraq shuts its borders to Iran with over 50 deaths reported in 10 days, and the South Korean outbreaks start to appear similar to Wuhan's outbreak in January. Donald Trump of the United States has touched down India to build trade relations, and the AI arms race continues to accelerate between the United States and China. All this and more in this week's AI update. White House expands AI budget. How much funding is required for AI research? That is the question voters are asking as the White House released their 2021 fiscal year budget, which, despite boosting AI allocation from $50 million to $249 million, the budget also slashed the research fund. AI cannot improve without research, and these budget changes have sparked controversy and disagreement on the government's stance for technology. Cybersecurity threat increases. Estimates show an estimated 4.1 billion records were breached in 2019 alone, with 62% of businesses experiencing phishing attacks in 2018. Businesses and individuals have no choice but to invest more in cyber threat management. Cybersecurity investments may exceed over $133 billion by 2022 as consumers demand increased privacy, digital trust, and digital security. Is an AI winter coming? Not according to Gary Marcus, yet. Researchers remember the 1990s AI winter, but scientists are not certain yet when is the next AI winter. Skeptics believe that AI will fail, biased data, automation of human jobs, and black box models encourage skeptics to bet against the AI revolution. Experts claim that AI could hit the wall soon. How can researchers overcome the limitations of AI? What programming packages or software will be developed to support researchers to build fair, responsible, ethical, and explainable AI models? I argue that research funds could be increased by the government. Even visits by world leaders such as Trump to India will be more actionable this time around. The decade of AI. The debate on the arms race between China and the United States keeps growing as both countries scale AI their way. For example, China could be leading the race with the country adopting AI solutions in every facet of their society, including classrooms, manufacturing, and facial recognition. On the other hand, the U.S. is focused mostly on responsible AI, but not at the same level with China. How should AI implementation take place in the midst of this arms race? Leveraging AI capabilities. Companies are using AI to achieve lift with customer sales, to improve customer retention, and to develop product innovation. JP Morgan recently developed an advertisement by an AI and compared the results to ads developed by humans. Over 60% of executives in marketing consider that AI could support with data management. AI for vaccine and immune systems. Development of immune systems for patients is critical with deadly outbreaks such as the coronavirus. From face masks and exclusive testing by the Center for Disease Control, or CDC, to required approval for policy changes for quarantines on military bases in the United States, the coronavirus is causing a breakdown between society and government. AI may help develop a cure or vaccine for coronavirus soon, but so could scientific researchers in government-funded labs. AI systems and machine learning could lower research costs associated with development of these types of vaccines. AI infusing automation. The automation speed from AI has increased since its first exposure to the world, such as during the RoboCup competition in Japan, organized by Hiroaki Kitano. Times have changed, and now AI is becoming a central part of every technology. Sony is one company investing in AI technology, with the area headed by research scientist Kitano, who leads the AI team. From autonomous cars to smart cameras, AI is adding much value to humans. AI therefore presents the best opportunity for automation procedures to take effect on every technology. Autoflip from Google. The end of annoying videos is here as Google launched Autoflip, an AI solution that customizes each video depending on the device used. From detection of the shot to analysis of video content and changing the framing of the video, Autoflip is a machine learning application that compares different frames and understands changes in color and video specifics. Besides this, Autoflip utilizes neural networks that differentiate objects and is widely used in ads. AI is conducting interviews. Unlike human agents who take a long time to interview candidates, the adoption of AI in recruitment means that companies have an easy time given the accuracy from AI. For example, AI-based hiring is used in South Korea and the United States, but skeptics fear that it could complicate the bias problem already seen from AI applications. Emotion recognition is coming of age, with analysts forecasting a market valuation of $25 billion in the next 3 years. Safeguarding from heart attacks and strokes by AI. AI is being adopted widely in healthcare as doctors prefer the technology to assess scans compared to humans. By taking large data volumes and reviewing them, AI is able to detect cancerous growth cells with more precision, and the same applies to tracking blood flow in veins to measure possibility of a heart attack. From the CMR imaging technology to AI, it is clear that technology is transforming healthcare and increasing quality of patient care. Artificial intelligence impact on jobs. Everybody knows that AI and robots will eventually take over human work and jobs. However, at the same time, AI could create new jobs where people assume new roles, as described by Deloitte in The Future of Superjobs. In the book, Alexa Stealing Your Job, The Impact of Artificial Intelligence on Your Future, author Rhonda Scarfe explains the career impacts from AI technology. As AI continues to expand and becomes a practical technology, it is clear that it will cause both job disruption and job creation in the economy. Text summarization from FuseLab. Text summarization is a challenge for news websites such as Bloomberg and Reuters, given the grammatical errors that most often make reading challenging for humans until now. Microsoft researchers Future Social Experiences, or Fuse Lab, focuses on real-time and content-rich experiences and developed an AI system that assists researchers to figure out grammar structures and generic forms of textual data. As we wrap things up, the building of an NLP neural network by OpenAI is a step in the right direction, but despite concerns about people misusing this technology, accurate training of neural nets is essential to boost training quality standards. GPT-2 is still improving and soon could be the golden source for NLP-based systems. Hey humans, thanks for listening to this episode of Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and if you like Humane, remember to click subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Luminary. Thanks for tuning in and join us for our next episode. New releases are every Tuesday.